Hello, patrons.
Patrons.
Hello.
Patreones.
Patreones.
Patronas. Oh no, that sounds like a...
Yeah.
Ugh. Mercedes AMG, something or others.
That or a stupid run.
What is Patronas? Is it
oil.
Gas?
Oil.
Oil, yeah. Just stop oil.
Yeah.
Did you see the... this is a good start, but did you see the the people who...
They
circled the protesters wearing t-shirts that say "just stop pissing people off."
Yeah.
I thought that was brilliant.
That's brilliant. Yeah.
I would join that revolution.
I'm all for that. Yeah, I'm not really one for marching or sort of But yeah, no, I'd be all for that. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah,
walking. Fuck off.
You keep it's not even walking, is it? It's like extra walking.
Shuffling.
It's like walking with too much gusto.
Yeah.
But I keep seeing videos of people being dragged out of the road and stuff by angry van drivers and stuff, and I just think, well, what do you expect, and how long are you going to keep doing this for before you realise we're just not really getting the message across? Actually,
pointless, isn't it?
Yeah, it is actually. I mean, they're going the other way. It's not like they're not even. It's not even a sideways move.
No,
because they're just winding every fucker up.
Yeah, and also you're making. Debatable, I know, but you are making CO2 hotspots.
Yeah,
when you sit in the middle of the M25.
It is true. Know. Yeah, very true. Good point, actually. No one's raised that, though, have they?
Yeah, none of these wankers either. They won't do it on a shitty day, will they?
No.
Just got to be just right. Where they're sat at home, bored.
Champagne socialists.
Yeah.
Or they get tortured like a fuckload of cricket and then go and ruin it.
Because you remember there was one who pitched up on a gantry on the M25 and shut the M25 in both directions for ages. And she did a video on her phone and she was crying, oh, got no future and blah, 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 blah.
She's got no present doing this either.
Eh?
Got no present doing this. Just fucking around.
And then it turned out somebody looked into her because they thought, well, yeah, she, poor girl. Oh, hang on a minute. A year ago, she was on holiday in fucking somewhere on the other side of the world.
Mm.
And it's like...
Walked there, did you?
Awfully worried about emissions all of a sudden. Mm. Yeah, all right, love.
But do you not think that most
Don't
of those,
cry
like,
at someone else.
Whatever they're called, they see their G number seems to change every fucking time.
Yeah, I've noticed
G20,
that.
G25, G30... G63,
AMG,
Summit, but
George Russell 63.
Have you noticed that none of those fuckers, considering the whole reason that they're doing these summits is to try and tackle climate change, and you think when it was in Cornwall,
how many
ago,
private jets were pitched up at?
I mean,
Newquay
fucking
Airport.
Boris Johnson, for fuck's sake,
PJ down to fucking
that's pathetic,
PJ. Well, I was listening to an old episode.
You'd be hoping you're getting a BJ on the PJ, aren't you, if you spend all that money?
If you've got a PJ, you get a BJ, trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was listening to an old episode. I think it was an early Patreon episode, and the Glasgow summit had just happened.
Yeah.
And you said, guess how many private jets landed at Glasgow Airport? And it was true. And we were talking about how... what was it you call him? Joe Biden?
Sleepy Joe.
Sleepy Joe. Or Pedo Joe, or there's many things. Inappropriate showers with Dad Joe. Yeah,
yes,
there's all sorts of things.
You've
got
to give him some credit. I don't know how he manages to get five sentences chopped up and crammed into one. And then...
That's some next level dementia.
You know, over 60% of the women in my... 60% of the cabinet of the women are my women.
Percent.
Okay. Finger my daughter.
Okay.
That's what he does.
Yeah, and he had his entourage was like...
Well, they fly it all over from the States, don't they? It all
but
comes
like, no,
in...
On the road was like, they had a dummy vehicle for him. And they had what was it? Every bridge he went under had four police cars on it.
Yeah.
Just sat there. I mean, you know,
The carbon footprint of the people who are worried, or not worried, are preaching at the likes of us three and people listening, all two of you, about our carbon footprint and how we must change or the world will end. How dare you, Greta Thunberg?
Is she still relevant?
I don't know.
Yeah, she got arrested.
Did she? What?
Yeah.
That's faked. In Germany.
as in the one that they were talking about today, or?
Oh, I don't know.
She's been charged for some,
being a cunt,
some sort of protest that she's taken part
oh, really?
Of. Yeah.
That I reckon that'll be faked as well. It keeps her relevant in the news, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But now she's not under 18. Nobody gives a fuck, do they? Like, look at this poor child. Look at this poor child concerned about her future and all the rest of it. It's like
Prince Andrew doesn't.
Right. Yeah. Prince Andrew don't give a fuck. He's got another 12 million quid to spunk on.
Yeah.
Well, bitches.
Bitches.
Bitches be tripping.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just the level of hypocrisy that goes on.
Well,
regarding
yeah.
all of it. The same people who want us to eat bugs and not drive anywhere and not own personal transport because it's killing the planet won't give up their fucking private jets.
Yeah.
And I have zero intention of doing so.
I reckon they should put John Prescott back in charge. He had two jags, didn't he?
Yeah.
Fucking right. Get him in charge. Everyone gets a bloody jag.
Oprah Winfrey style.
Yeah, you get a jag. You get a jag. You know, she actually just gave away a car to everyone in the audience. That's where that, you get
yeah.
a
tax write-off.
Yeah.
So all that is, that's tax deductible.
Yeah.
It's like the celebrities that make a big noise about, I gave $1 million to, I don't know, help the...
Here we go.
I don't know.
Victims of Prince Andrew.
Victims of Prince Andrew, that's it, yeah. I gave $1 million. Yeah, what you're saying is that's written you off more than that in tax.
Yeah.
Asshole. You wouldn't have done it otherwise.
Yeah.
And if you really were being charitable, you wouldn't tell anyone about it. You'd just do it.
Very true.
Yeah.
You don't tell anyone about your charity work, do you, Bulge?
What charity work?
Exactly.
Coming here every other week.
Yeah, we've got to do a bit of care in the community for...
Yeah, come and check our right.
LG yeah. over there.
Get a lovely warm welcome when you get here.
Yeah, it's always a really warm welcome when you turn up at
Listen,
this house.
I'm late for everything for a reason. I don't like when people turn up early. You turned up early.
Unbelievable.
Jeff.
And then when I said, no, you're early, I'm busy, you then climbed through my window.
Why would you not just let us in the house?
Because I was busy. I was trying to be a point, to be petty.
That's good, because I was going to piss on your front door.
You said, open the door, so I'll piss through your letterbox. And then I walked away and I had my letterbox open. And I thought, he would as well. He would have pissed into my back garden from there.
Throw it over the roof like a lasso.
Lasso.
Dear.
Let's do a quiz.
Okay, on what?
What day is it today?
Unwelcome day.
What is my name?
Do not come in my house.
Unwelcome host.
Yes, unwelcome host Ginger.
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 So I know this is sort of car related as such, but
we ain't got fuck all else to talk about.
Yeah, basically.
About.
But that whole thing that we were just talking about the climate change.
Well, yeah.
Do you not believe?
No.
This or at least the same as me. Do you not have the opinion that Formula One, right, are supposed to be going carbon neutral by 2025? Five or 26?
No, but surely they can just make it up. They can go, yeah, we did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the thing is how...
You can make up as much shit as you want.
How can you tell?
Yeah.
How do you measure it?
Yeah. But the thing is that what they're saying about becoming carbon neutral, if you actually read into it, is that the cars are going to be running on synthetic fuel.
Yeah.
And they are... They've also said that because of the carbon offset... They'll actually be carbon negative. Which.
Rolex.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, just. No, complete bollocks, but yeah.
Ear me now.
Bulge, this will be a very short podcast if we just left it
there. Yeah, just poo poo it. No. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Bye. Welcome to No.
The No podcast.
The bit that interested me is that they were saying that. You know, the cars are allegedly going to be, like, carbon negative by running synthetic fuel and whatever, right. Which would point us back to a Formula One that we used to know, i.e. more cylinders.
Yeah. Bring V12s back.
More noises. Which would be fantastic.
What I think from a regulation standpoint would be better is if they said, here's 100 kilos of fuel, do what you want.
Well, they do, didn't they?
No, but there's no other eggs, like engine-wise or powertrain-wise.
Oh, right, I
here's 100 kilos of fuel, it's got last year a race, do what you want.
Yeah.
That would see some innovation, I think.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Is this
also, here's 76 more races in America.
Yeah. One for every town in the Midwest of America.
And here's 15 other street circuits.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, my question really, or my opinion more so, and just out of curiosity whether you agree with my opinion, is that surely, if a Formula One racing crew can be that confident that the car is going to be carbon neutral / carbon negative by running synthetic fuel,
yeah,
should synthetic fuel not be more readily available for the rest of us so that the rest of the car manufacturers
could work
are not trying to stop building cars? stop building combustion-powered cars.
Yeah.
And also junk all of the infrastructure associated with it.
Because
that's going to cost in carbon, isn't it?
Oh, massively.
In inverted commas.
Massively. But, this is the thing, is that, like, I am in this really strange sort of feeling with the whole situation because, like, I mean, Porsche are saying that they're only supposed to be making two more models across the line,
right,
of combustion powered cars, and then it's all electric. So everything, whether you get a Cayenne, a Panamera, a 911, a Cayman,
when the 911 loses its flat six, that's going to be a sad fucking day.
But this is the thing, is that, like,
yeah,
it fucking will be.
It will join Frank Williams and Sterling Moss and whoever else.
Murray Walker,
yeah, sad demise.
I mean, obviously, what I'm hoping is that it means that the petrol powered ones are going to go for a premium.
Maybe.
When I say, no, I'm not hoping for that at all.
Why would you hope that?
Well, because I've got one, but...
Oh, I see.
At the same time...
Yeah, we have to...
Let me buy the ones I want before they go up. Yeah. That would be great.
See, the thing is...
This is very car talk.
It is, but we've got fuck all else to talk about.
Yeah, but now we're going
to
do the main episode, and I fuck... Double fuck all to talk about.
Extra fuck all.
Ah, whatever. Maybe we can make this the main episode.
Well, I thought that, but your food's here.
What?
That was sharpish.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Send it up.
No, because you've been nom 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 nom.
So it's a Patreon. That's the idea of it.
No.
Remember?
I don't think it is.
In the description below.
You wouldn't let me eat cake on that episode we recorded.
That's not true.
But the point I was going to make...
That's not true. No, I'm wrong. I am wrong, sorry.
Yeah.
Soz.
I want my fucking dinner, so let's wrap this up.
Let's wrap this up. 13
minutes in, we ummed and ahed and then talked about cars.
It's going to be fucking cold by the time you get
round. It's in a polystyrene box!
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be cold, you cunt.
It's insulated.
Fuck off.
All sorts of peaking going on here,
because he's shouting.
Petrol pump.
I can only apologise to you patrons. I don't know why the fuck you keep paying for this, in all honesty.
We don't half time.
Oh.
Right, do a general knowledge quiz.
What? Why?
All right, John, you give us something to talk about.
Well, I thought I started quite a good conversation
there.
Yeah,
but that's car-based.
All right, okay. So
the problem is, I'll be honest with you, it's actually a very good topic.
Okay.
That has legs. And this is only supposed to be a half an hour episode, 15 minutes into it. So it's too much to talk about in 15 minutes. He wants to eat... an hour ago. Get off your phone.
Go fuck yourself.
Talk to me. I'm going to spend 15 minutes trying to find a quiz, aren't I?
Yeah, exactly. This is very well thought out. Very, very well thought out plan.
Here we go. Okay. How many legs does the legs of man have?
The legs Four. Of man? Three.
Correct, John.
Oh.
How many tails does a Manx cat have?
Two.
Five.
Dozen.
None. How many teeth does an aardvark have?
Four. Teen.
16.
None. Which sea creature has three hearts?
Octopus.
Well done. 2-0 to John. Which instrument has 47 strings and 7 pedals?
An organ?
Nope. Strings, John.
Strings and pedals.
Lute.
Nope.
No.
What sort of instrument has pedals? Oh, piano.
Nope. Strings, John. Piano.
Yeah. What?
Oh, I suppose it is strings, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And it's how many pedals?
Seven.
Oh fuck me.
Yeah. It's along the same lines as an organ. Where do they play that?
Piano.
No, church. Where they play an organ? Church. What other instrument would you associate with church? Or God? Or heaven?
Pedo.
Pedophiles.
It's an instrument of God.
The instrument that I would imagine is, show me on this doll.
Show me on the bear.
The instrument I'm imagining regarding church is what Max Power magazine used to refer to as a pink oboe.
It's a harp.
I didn't know a harp had pedals.
No. Neither did I.
Neither did I. Could be made up. Who
knows? Whose face was said to have launched 1,000 ships?
Your mum.
Correct.
Very good.
No, she sank 1,000 ships.
Uta.
Helen of Troy.
No idea who that is.
In the traditional...
What films
is she in? I don't know. Helen or Troy, which one? In the traditional rhyme, how many mice were blind?
Three.
Nine. How many bones does an adult human have? And I tell you what, I want an actual answer from you two, and the closest wins.
206.
Fuck me, well done.
Oh.
Was that a guess?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Sorry, John, you don't get a guess.
What is prize? It actually 206?
What prize do I win? No,
Niall's 207th bone.
You can keep that.
How many pedals... Oh, shit, you can see that. How many pedals do most modern pianos have?
Tres.
How many?
Four.
How many?
Tres. Three.
Correct. Water... Huh? Oh, water boils at 212 degrees on what temperature scale?
Fahrenheit.
Yeah, confused me as well. Your face done exactly Kelvin. What my brain done.
Gigawatts.
Who went to school with a lamb?
Mary.
Correct. Who sat in the corner eating a Christmas pie?
Niall.
Georgie Porgy.
No, Little Jack Horner.
Oh.
Christian Horner's son.
Yeah, I was going to say. Anything to do with the Red Bull Racing Team?
Yeah.
Is that Checo's...
Checo's
new,
dad.
...new name?
Yeah, no, that's goodbye, son. Danny Rick's replacing you.
Yeah, I'm not
going to that. Sorry, these are nursery questions. I'll skip this one. What is the Italian word for pie? You kick yourself.
Pie?
Nope. Think about it.
Pie?
The pie doesn't have a lid.
If a pie doesn't have a lid?
Cum bucket.
What would it be?
Italian.
Italian pie without a lid.
Pio. pizza pie. I don't know.
Pepperoni pizza. When the moon hits your eyes like
pepperoni
a pizza. Big pizza pie. Pizza. That's amore.
A pizza. What is the national flower of Wales?
Daffodil.
It's a daffodil. Daffodil.
Oh, it's not a sheep's chalky starfish, then.
No. which Austrian... we'll skip that one.
Toto Wolf.
Words. I'll say Adolf Hitler.
Zeke Heil.
What reptile should you never smile at, according to the song?
A snake?
No.
Ex-girlfriend? No.
A crocodile. Alfred, an
why?
Ancient... I don't know. I've never heard that.
Well, paedophile. Oh.
I've never heard that song.
I've if heard, you see a crocodile, don't forget to scream. I know that one.
What? No, that's Merrily, merrily.
Yeah,
merrily,
merrily boat.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I've heard the crocodile bit.
Yeah. Gently down the stream. If you see a crocodile, don't forget to scream. But it doesn't say, don't fucking smile at the cunt.
Wow.
Although the only... Speaking of this, going back to the Bo Jiden thing, have you seen the New Zealand? I think he's from
Auckland.
No, that's Australia, isn't it? Can't.
I don't know.
I'm sure he's a Kiwi, but he's like a city mayor,
right.
And he's like Joe Biden.
Oh.
And have you seen the clip of him where he's talking?
Care, it?
Yeah, he's talking about to start with. He's I don't know why. But he's talking about, I'm sure it's gay marriage. I'm sure it was. And he's like, I know. It doesn't bother me, you know.
Oh, let there
be a thousand blossoms bloomed as far as I'm concerned, but I ain't talking about it no more, because every day there's 13 people that get attacked by saltwater crocodiles. You're just like, the fuck is this guy on?
Because it was, the weird part was he was saying, look at a thousand blossoms bloom, but I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it. You've got nothing else to do.
I'm going to
Australian
get
weirdo. You're going to get the food, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I'm fucking starving. Get me a fork, please, boss.
And a ketchup to the fridge.
Have
you seen that? Why are you gay?
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Can I call you mister?
Yeah.
It's a freaking woman he's talking to.
No, it's a bloke, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
It is.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
That's listen.
I am joined here today.
What is your name? South African gay guy.
Yeah.
Why are you gay? This is. I'm sorry, patrons. Bob just left to go get the food.
While you and I were in the middle of.
Why are you gay?
YouTubing.
I'm TikToking.
Wow.
One of the gay rights activists, Mr. Should I call you Mr.? Sure. Pepe Julian Onzima. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for
good morning.
Me.
It's a woman.
Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay. Yeah. lesbian? Homosexual? How can I describe you? It's gender. You are initially male or female?
The sex that was assigned to me at birth was female.
And you opted to become male. So why should someone be gay? Are you dating any female?
Yes, I am.
You have a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
You have a girlfriend? Why are you gay? Well, this is behind the scenes, I guess you could call this. This is what we do. We show each other videos and eat food.
Yeah.
What could be... I'll tell you what, we've marketed this all wrong. This is a special...
Is it?
This is a behind the scenes special. You're fucking special. At least put the mic somewhere near your fucking face.
That looks like mine.
And that'll be mine.
What'd you get?
Donna.
What does she get? Why are you gay?
Why are you gay? Who says that I'm gay? You are gay.
Oh, God.
That's it. Just rustle all of the packets.
Right.
See, I'm... Yeah, restraining
I know,
myself.
I know.
I'm trying.
Ow.
Anyway, quiz. Carry on. Talk to me.
Huh? The quiz?
To the sexual proclivities. You know, I mean, let there be a thousand blossoms bloom as far as I'm concerned. But I ain't spending any time on it because in the meantime, every 3 months, a person is torn to pieces by a crocodile in North Queensland.
Oh, it's a lovely.
That is random.
Put the mic in front of your face. Give me a bit of chicken.
Not on your fucking life.
Not on your Nelly.
Not on your Nelly. Where were we? In nautical terms, what is the opposite of port?
Starboard.
What'd you say?
Starboard.
What'd you say, Bulge?
Starboard.
Well done. How many bones are there on a skull and crossbones flag?
4.
Nope.
3.
Correct. I thought it was 2. Crossed over.
And technically, it would be 4, because you... There's a jawbone, isn't there? So there would be 4.
Well, fuck you, hobbylark.com. What was Marilyn...
Trusted source.
What was Marilyn Monroe's natural hair colour?
Brunette.
Nope.
Redhead.
It's just... Are you that hungry?
Yes.
He hasn't eaten in 7 to 10 business days.
That'll be it.
Name Fred Astaire's famous redhead dancing partner.
Fred Astaire?
Yeah.
I don't know. Left Astaire?
Ginger Rogers.
Down the stairs?
What is the world's tallest tree?
Redwood.
Well done. How did you know that? You said that with some confidence.
Is that a tall tree?
Fair enough. What was the name given to the soldier who protected Roman emperors?
Legionnaire.
<Got
up. coughs> No, that's general soldier, isn't it?
Praetorian Guard. Which two metals is pewter made from?
What?
Poo and ter.
Shooter and a pewter. Tin and lead.
What would that be any use for?
No idea.
Jewelry.
These are boring. What is 1/4 of 1,000?
2/3.
Fucking hell.
The mathematician in the corner there.
Oh, these are all maths questions, I think.
Oh, that then.
How many sides in total would 3 triangles and 3 rectangles have?
Uh, 21.
Well done. Who changed the name of the ship from the Pelican to the Gold Hind? Golden Hind. There we go.
Captain Birdseye.
Correct. Sir Francis Drake.
Christopher Columbus. Oh, wait.
We all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round.
I know. What a fucking idiot.
Yeah, Noel does that with his Holocaust denying. Similar level of conspiratorialness.
What ocean what ocean surrounds the Maldives?
The Sea Deeves.
The Maldives is in the...
The Maldi Ocean.
Bahamas, isn't it?
Caribbean.
So it would be the Caribbean Sea.
Incorrect.
Oh.
It's the Indian Ocean, man.
Is it?
Yeah. What is the name of Europe's most...
I don't believe it!
Why are you gay? What is the name of Europe's most northern town?
Manchester.
Bradford.
No. What a fantastic name. Hammerfest.
Oh.
In Norway. Who was the last prisoner to be held in the Tower of London?
Your mum.
Correct.
Wish she was still there.
Rudolf Hess.
No, fact of mine.
Which Tasmanian marsupial is known for its fiery temper?
Devil.
Correct.
The wily coyote.
Hell yeah. Which summer dessert is often eaten during Wimbledon's tennis matches?
Eaten mess. No.
Strawberries.
Eaten mess. No.
Eaten cum.
No. I would go with eaten mess as a summary.
Soggy biscuit.
No, I'm sorry. Strawberries and cream. Key ingredient missing there. Meringue.
And various other berries.
What happened to the racehorse named Shergar in 1983? I was actually looking...
Yoo-hoo.
I was looking into this not very long ago.
What happened to him?
Yeah.
Findus lasagna?
Nope.
Got stolen.
I'll give you that. Yeah.
Went missing.
Kidnapped. Yeah. Never to be returned.
Allegedly.
Glue.
Yeah.
Insurance
job.
Money.
Yeah, inside job.
Like the Titanic.
Yeah, there you go. Name the doctor played by Tom Baker, William Hartnell, and Patrick Thornton, among others.
Who?
Who?
Correct. Who? You fucker. Which word can be placed before bottle, bell, and bird?
Apple.
Nope.
Apple bottom bird. Jeans.
Boots with the fur. Nope. Good question, that, I think.
What?
What word can be placed before bottle, bell, and bird?
Blue.
Well done. Well done. That was very good. Which Russian town, it wasn't Russian, suffered an infamous nuclear disaster in 1986?
Chernobyl, when that was in Ukraine.
Russian town would have to be Chernobyl, because Ukraine used to be part of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the USSR, wasn't it? Is that how it was?
Back in the USSR! Back in the USSR!
Why?
Back in the USSR!
Why do you not wear Ukrainian underpants? Because Chernobyl fallout.
Because Chernobyl fallout. Very good. How did Jews get to heaven?
Oh, God.
Well done.
Brilliant.
Get it?
No.
Very well cooked.
Look at it.
Fuck off.
Good. Oh no, because he doesn't believe in the Holocaust.
Oh yeah.
Well done. Which planet shares its name with a dog?
Uranus.
Nope.
Fuck. Must be Venus.
Pluto.
Well done.
Not a fucking planet.
Pluto!
Do your best Scooby Doo laugh.
Really?
That was good, Bulge.
Can't top that. No. Can't top that.
Where am I?
Was that one of the questions, was it?
No. Oh, yeah, sorry, that was question 4. In nautical terms, what is the opposite of windward? I've never heard that.
Unwindward?
Boardwind?
Diswindward? Leeward.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, I know. Where on the human body...
Oh, yeah, of course, because you lee into it, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, no, never been sailing.
Neither have I.
Never lived.
No, not done that either. Where on the human body is the...
Anus.
Zygomatic bone
anus.
Found? Correct. No, it's not. Which...
Zygomatic, that's in you.
Anus.
Anus? Ah. Oh, trying to think back to all the episodes of Bones I ever watched.
I loved Bones.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
You've seen many episodes of Bones.
Mainly the bit where she was wearing next to nothing.
Do you prefer her or her sister Zoe?
Older one.
Never watched. Emily, that was it. Well done. Mm. Death Channel.
Emily.
Yeah.
Emily Blunt. Yeah. Especially early days. Whoa.
Yeah.
When she got pregnant a few times, a bit like, ee, but still.
Ugh, Harry. Doesn't say ada.
It can be as hairy as it wants. I wouldn't kick her out of the car like John would.
I didn't kick her out the car.
Did you finish the deed?
No.
Because hairy.
I killed the mood massively with it. I won't lie. It just took me by surprise.
Is that what you said to her?
I tried to reason with her.
As to why you should still be allowed to plough that furrow.
You said it's 20... you said it's 2010, bitch. That's why I'm surprised. For fuck's sake.
2010.
He wishes it was 2008, wasn't it?
We won't talk about the year because you might get in trouble. Which Welsh poet insisted that we do not go gently into the night?
There's only one Welsh poet.
Prince Andrew.
Correct. Dylan Thomas. In women's gymnastics, what is 6'6" long?
The predatory fucking coach that all the gymnasts are talking about? Yeah. 6'6". I would say the pommel horse.
Beam.
I would say that swimmer is pretending he's a girl so he can win all the fucking...
Have you heard that...
About the word?
The bad, bad, bad. People are boycotting McDonald's because people kept getting fingered in there.
Really?
Wow. A bit more serious than that. A lot of sexual assault.
I've never been offered a fingering.
No. I know.
The amount of times I've gone in there and the McFlurry machine isn't working, yeah. You'd think they'd at least offer a cheeky finger.
Well, if you've got milkshake, now that's down as well.
I mean, surely you've got the fingering loyalty card, Niall.
A bam, bam, bam. which? Nah.
That's okay.
Okay, skip all of that. Named a fictional character whose household duties did not prevent her determination to dance. That's such a shit question.
Fictional character. Cinderella.
Well done.
Billy Elliot.
Billy Elliot.
Billy Elliot.
Name the fictional character whose old school dad wanted him to take up boxing, not dancing.
Cinderella.
What did...
Cinderfeller.
What did A.E. Frick invent in 1887, which are now worn by thousands, if not millions, of people?
I'm going to say a scarf, because it got fricking cold.
Hey! And on that note... Oh, fuck me, a half hour.
Oh!
All right, answer that one then.
What was the question?
A scarf.
What did A.E. Frick invent in 1887, which are now worn by thousands, if not millions, of people? Worn is not the best word to use.
Glasses.
Close.
Contact lenses.
Shit. Yeah, contact lenses.
Monocle.
Yes.
What year?
1887.
I'm not certain I trust contact lenses. I wouldn't stick things in my eyes in 1887.
Yeah, but you don't know any better, do you?
Not being funny, Bulge, but people believed in witch doctors back then.
Yeah. If she drowns, she's not a witch.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry, mate.
Which hero of a seasonal song has a very shiny nose?
Niall. When he's been on the bag.
Very cocainey nose.
Pablo Escobar.
Yes.
Pablo
Rudolph the
Baguette. Escobaro.
Usually partnered with milk, but sometimes also with jam and custard. Name this yellow gold dry food.
Yellow gold
dry 3-day-old semen socks.
Cereal?
No. Yeah, which cereal, though?
Cornflakes.
Correct. Oh. Jam and custard? Never read that. Who does that?
That's a bit weird. Was this made in the fucking post-war?
Oh, this was... Oh, in 1887. Yeah. They got those wrong. He invented cornflakes. And you have contact lenses with milk. Oh. Available in many sizes and styles and able to halt at many train-free stations, what am I?
A car?
A radio.
Oh.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Name the stringless fictional character created by Carlo Collodoni over 100
Pinocchio!
Years ago. Well done. Which English national park is associated with poets and an illustrator of small animals?
English National Park.
Lake District?
Well done.
Oh, yeah.
What's the name? Enid Blyton, was it? No.
No,
Who am I thinking of? I don't know. Doesn't matter. Carry on.
Yeah. I'm a Liverpudlian, but not Liverpool. What am I?
You're a Liverpudlian?
Everton Football Club.
Oh.
I know.
I don't watch football, so I would have never got that.
Nope.
I don't know, fuck all about
which
it.
Type of entertainment has cars,
oh,
but no roads,
oh,
curves,
oh,
and no figure, and white knuckles?
Top Gear.
Nope. You broke into that then, you just sort of said...
Well, it's going to be racing, isn't it? Formula One or something.
Nope, that's got a track, or a road. A roller coaster. I don't know if that's a fantastic question, or the worst question on this quiz.
Shit.
What has three classes, can be found underground or high up, and can be a target for ultra-modern hopes or lavish nostalgia? That's a shit question. I'll tell you.
I don't even understand the question.
Trains.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, okay, last one, probably. I have a cake and a table named after me, and I'm used all around the world. What am I?
You have a sponge?
Nope.
Oh. A sponge table.
A sponge table, yeah. A Victoria table.
Marble.
Nope.
Please repeat the question.
I have a cake and a table named after me, and I'm used all around the world. What am I?
Don't know.
Coffee.
Hmm.
Ah. makes perfect sense.
Yeah. I was going to say that, but then I thought, well, does it make perfect sense to me because I know the answer? Name the Corsican who captured Toulon and who sold what? Name the Corsican who captured Toulon and who sold Louisiana to America.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Correct. Napoleon Bonaparte. Here we go, Bulge. You might know Sir John, actually. I don't know why I took that away from you. Born in the 16th century in Devon, England. His career was...
Paedophile.
Joss Stone.
His career was linked to tobacco and potatoes, but he was imprisoned in the Tower of London. Who was this?
Jack the Ripper.
Nope. Famously from Yorkshire.
Jack the Hat.
Nope. Famously from London. Jack the Hat's last name?
McVitie.
Well done. Fuck me. This has been shoddy, isn't it? Well, I think we've reached a new low tonight, and I like it. I'll give you a clue. He's a sir. Named after a bike.
Francis Drake.
Nope. Named after a bike.
Raleigh. Walter Raleigh.
Well done.
Never heard of him. Genuinely.
I'm called thick when close to the ground, but
Niall.
People smile when I'm high. What am I?
Cloud.
Well done. How'd you know that?
Because if you can see the clouds really close to you,
yep.
You say thick cloud, don't you?
No,
fucking thick cloud today, innit?
No, I've never heard that. Who created the animation for Monty Python?
Mr. Bean.
Correct.
Walt Disney.
Walt Disney. Okay, so that's done now. Should we go?
I would say so.
Cool. Well, I'm getting bored of apologising now.
Genuine.
I've embraced the shitness. It's fine.
I was about to say, we should just, like, you know, embrace it. Yeah.
What I would really like, and I do honestly mean this, is please give us, like, proper feedback as to what we can do to improve.
Yeah.
And because I am honestly disappointed with the way it's gone the last few months. I don't feel like we've done enough. I don't feel like we... I think a lot of the problem is that I feel like both of
Sorry,
the
Sorry,
podcasts...
has that got cheese on it as well?
It does, yes.
Ugh.
I feel like both of the podcasts...
Shoddy.
...do better when we've got personal stories.
Yeah.
That we can, you know...
Problem is we sort of run out.
Exaggerate the stories. Bit my of poetic favorite, license.
My favourite thing to do.
Yeah. so, like, even if you guys can suggest, like, a feature that we do on every episode, don't matter what it is.
I think we should bring back the car quiz thing.
A Bodger's car game?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. Cool, choice.
But please do genuinely give us proper feedback. And Shuffles, I don't mean just say, that was shit. Because...
We know
we
that.
Already know it's shit.
We knew that before we started.
And you telling us that it's shit doesn't make it any less shit next week.
No. Well, it would be shitter, I think.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because we don't give a fuck.
No.
No, that's not true.
Don't lie. No, we do give a fuck. We wouldn't do it if we didn't give a fuck, would
exactly. we? Exactly.
Because this is massively inconvenient, isn't it?
To you, tonight, definitely.
Yeah.
To you tonight, definitely. Oh god.
So yes, please. Obviously, please don't tell us not to eat, because this. I know we nibble on snacks and whatever, but this is the only time we've actually eaten food on air, other than when we did our 50th episode.
Okay,
and I've had a bit of cake.
Well, just smacking fuck out of everything on there. Please give us feedback.
Yeah. Please tell us how we can improve.
I'm playing the rackers, alright?
Okay, now.
God.
So, yeah. I mean, Bulge obviously really didn't give a fuck about the Patreon tonight, because he hadn't even said goodbye. He's just gone for
he's
a piss.
He's just gone for a piss, yeah.
He's out.
I mean, I know I started off moody, but, like, he's just lost all care, isn't he?
Yeah. As soon as you said food's here, that was it. That was, like, red rag to a bull.
Well, I do agree. I don't just want to keep, like... Because we're, like, quite far in now.
Mm.
We're getting close to episode 60.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I'm surprised. And I feel like we can talk about this, actually. Because, well, A, you're still eating.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly, I'll give you that. I've been eyeing up that. Not eyeing it up, but like that was just one long bit.
Yeah.
Anyway. I kind of thought that by now... You know when you're... Well, you won't know this. When you're like new in the job, you got this sense of, that's all right, I'm new, ain't I?
Mm.
And then after a while, you're not new anymore. And it's a bit like that.
Mm.
And when we first started, we were fucking around, we sounded shit, and there was a cockney fella there. It was all right. Because it didn't matter, because we were new. But I kind of feel like we should know better now.
Yes.
We've got no... What's the word? Well, there you go, I can't think of the word. Like, no layout. There's
skill.
No form to it. Intelligence. Will. Yeah, no one knows what you just said. There's no format, either.
No.
I mean, we used to do Form One Corner... No. Bulge's card game at an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Wait, shut the door!
Professionalism.
Is that what you said, is it?
Yeah.
Is that what you said from the other room?
It was, yeah. Yeah.
Penis in hand.
No, I don't need to hold it.
John, penis in hands. yeah, no format. So, Bulge's car game is going to make a return. You heard it here first.
Yep.
And that's going to be... I mean, yeah, at the hour mark was always the point where it was Bulge's car game. And
yeah.
Then we go to Formula One Corner and then we were done.
Oops.
Oh, John, how could you?
No, he didn't repeatedly do it without a care in the world. No. They got food on it, you fucking mong. See that from here? You're fucking food in it. So, yeah. If you listen... The bad thing is I listen to a lot of other podcasts, so I know what we should be doing.
Yeah.
But if you've got any ideas, generally we are all ears, and you guys, you support us, literally. You put in time to listen, your own money to support and everything else. So, you know, if anything, you guys have a say. Over anyone else. It's why I'm asking you, really.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plea for help, but it's not.
A little bit.
Kind of, I suppose. But what would you like to hear? We don't want to fuck around. Like, we don't want to change anything, because people obviously, well, a handful of people, like what we do.
Yeah.
I don't want to turn this into something we're not.
No.
But some feedback and
more
some
professional.
Good. Was that you again?
Yeah.
Right, let's call it. That's the end of the show. It was extra long this week, but extra shit. Yeah. So, thank you so much for listening. Bold, you still with us? Yeah, cool. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks, if Bolton will be bothered.
Yes.
See you later.
Pig iron.
Pig iron.
Pig iron.
Bye.